cord, I think. These are problems you have when you have giant feet.
Yeah.
You step
canoe
on shoe. Canoe
shoe. Canoe. Remember we used to call you that?
Canoe shoe was my canoe nickname shoe. For a minute.
That's your Alaskan name.
Yeah.
Canoe shoe.
Canoe shoe. He who has shoes as big as canoes.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn.
We should probably start the show.
Yeah?
All right. I don't know. I'm going to finish this bagel. And then we'll start the show.
I'm chewing because we get complaints about chewing.
Where did you get that PlayStation sweater?
Oh, it's pretty dope, right?
Yeah.
Check this out.
That is pretty dope.
I see.
I had a cousin who worked for – she would hire the like the people who would come in and test the games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she had like the dopest job ever. Yeah, she got fired.
She couldn't hire enough people to test games.
She was stealing boxes.
Were there PlayStations in those boxes?
What are you trying to do? Build a clubhouse?
Clearly, there were sweaters. Honestly. So that the sweater is. I feel like it's got some bad memories attached to it. Then.
No, this is awesome. This is awesome. I mean, it was the one good thing that came out of it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
that's fair.
Let's start the show. Please don't flush the toilet.
You are now tuned in.
And welcome to another supercharged episode of the Crappy Awesome Podcast. We're your hosts, the Digo Brown Project. I am Mr. Arash, even though nobody calls me Mr. And with me is Kiel C-Ray, even though we'll just call him Chris.
Hey, yeah.
We are, of course, brought to you by Platform Collection. Go to platformcollection.com to check out all the other amazing content on there. There's music videos, there's interviews, there's blog posts, there's just content. Up the wazoo.
Up the wazoo.
So much fucking content at Platform Collection. You just don't know what to do with yourself.
What's some content that they would not expect that's up there?
Women's shoe reviews.
Yep, there it is.
That was a strange
one. It's a
one.
Whole section.
Did not expect that
that's
to be
the majority
on there.
Of the website, actually.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It's like women's shoe reviews, and here's a hip-hop video.
Yes.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
We're lying. Go to platformcollection.com if you really want to know what's on there, though. And while you're there, definitely check out our sibling podcasts. There's Culture Sessions, hosted by Melathion Archive and produced by Spock Beats.
Spock Beats.
The Tumex Hologram Podcast, hosted by Tumex.
Ooh. That's my...
I like that.
My hologram noise.
Is that what a hologram sounds like to you?
It probably sounds more like... Yeah.
Okay. Good. That's good. literally lost train of thought. The Proof of Life Radio, of course, hosted by Kiel C-Ray, who's in the room, and Kali. The 60 East Show.
Yes.
It's going strong. Episodes are like four-ish, five-ish on now?
Four-ish.
We don't know. We don't know what day of the week
it is. I don't
know. I don't actually know who I am right now.
We're in the future.
There's A11's podcast called The Broadcast Podcast.
The Broadcast Podcast.
I dig that. And as yet name to be revealed,
yes.
New podcast hosted by the infamous cookbook of LA Symphony.
Yeah.
That's the newest show on Platform Collection Network. Go check that out.
He's going to help you help yourself.
You've got to let him help you.
Yeah.
Help you.
Let him help you. Help you.
Let him help you help you.
You need to let him help you.
Help us by giving us more ratings.
Yes.
Yes, and that too. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Platform Collection. That's one word all spelled out, of course. And on Twitter, Platform Collect with no shun.
No shun.
With no shun. And make sure to support Tor Project, open source. Privacy software program. It's not software. It's a movement. It is a movement.
It's a state of mind.
And for those guys who know, open source basically means that there's programmers from all over the world that are contributing to building the Tor Project.
Yeah.
And Tor Project is basically the concept is that everything you do online should not be tracked.
Right.
It is another layer of consciousness, and people should not. It would be like if you're walking around in the streets,
right?
And everywhere you go, there's cameras watching you and like recording every movement you make.
Yeah,
that exists right now on the internet. Tor Project is aiming to give you an avenue to avoid that.
Yeah, and they have like stuff for your email. Yeah. Like you don't want people to know you download this show.
No. We're gonna eventually be associated with some like revolutionary group.
Directly against your popularity.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You need to get laid eventually.
Yeah.
Nobody fucks people.
Nobody listens to podcasts. Stuff.
Yeah. Come on.
Be honest.
This show is cock-blocked me. I'm a host.
Yeah.
Shameless plug while I'm at it. Burner Podcast. That's over at burnerpodcast.com. Hosted by yours truly. And that is about the Burning Man community and scene. And
do you ever trip out that you got burnerpodcast.com?
Constantly.
That nobody had that?
Nobody before me thought to get burnerpodcast.com somehow.
Interesting.
I have no idea how that happened.
Yeah.
But here we are. It's funny. A lot of times people ask, like, I say, like, oh, I host Burner Podcast. Like, oh, which Burner Podcast? I'm like, the Burner Podcast.
Yeah.
That's usually how the exchange goes. And then I flip my middle finger and I walk out and I kick the bowl full of green M&Ms.
And you log out.
Rockstar moment.
Yeah.
Tell them about the Stitcher and iTunes.
Yeah, if you're listening to this on Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, go over to crappyawesome.com. You can hear every episode all the way back to episode zero, our prequel, right? That's where you find our origin story?
Yeah, that's where I got bit by the radioactive camel.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't happen on that episode.
No.
I don't even know what that episode is.
I'm pretty sure it's just like...
I'm going to listen to it. You know what? Next week, I will have listened to it, and I'll tell you what it is.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Why don't we listen to it on drive back to San Diego?
Oh, man. We have better things to do.
That's true.
Okay, yeah. And if you're listening to it on any of those, or you can go over to platformcollection.com. We start somewhere around 65-ish.
Yeah.
We're like in the 200s now. But that's very cool that you guys are supporting. All the numbers are growing on all the shows, even 60 East show. I thought for sure that would bomb.
Yeah.
And it did it.
Yeah, the minute you signed it, I'm like, oh, God, really? 60 East? Man,
yeah.
Nobody likes that guy.
Liked it. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Tumex is still going strong.
Yeah.
Which is, that's got to fizzle out, right? Eventually.
Yeah. Come on. Eventually. Well, you know, Tumex is going to retire.
Is he? No.
From rapping.
Get out of here.
Nah, he's never.
He's
going to be doing it from the grave.
Yes.
They're going to wheel his casket out to, like, guys, the next... For concert.
Make sure you guys keep reaching out to us. For instance, on Proof of Life Radio, we take requests. Like if you're in jail or something, you need to like send a message out to your girlfriend. Mm. We could do that. Not a big deal.
This one goes out to Selena.
Yeah, it goes out to Little Puppy. yeah.
It's from your own voice.
You can hit up myself at Kill C Ray. That's C-R-E-Y. It's not Kill Cray. Even though, mind you, bad name choice.
Yeah.
That's on me. I didn't think about it till after. The very first show, they said Kill Cray.
Yeah.
I knew it was a bad name choice.
Yeah, we have said for years that we're bad at naming things.
Yes. Well, you're Mr. Arash, but small MR.
Yeah.
Right.
And nobody calls me that.
Nobody calls you that.
The name itself is weird enough.
Which Mr. Arash on Twitter. So follow him there too. Send him hate mail.
Please.
Or whatever it is that you do.
That's the only reason we
whatever
have...
Whatever it is that you kids do on that tweeting thing.
We had a mutual friend, one of our fraternity brothers, Yamiz, made a comment like, Mr. Rush, even though nobody will call you that, and I was telling our boy Jamal, yeah. Jamal has been on the show, I'm like, see, this is that little... No, it's not that nobody will call me. I'm not trying to get people to call me that.
Right.
That's just consistency of branding. I just stuck to it.
Yeah, but nobody will call you that.
No.
Yeah. So it works on two levels. speaking of bad name choices.
Thank God. I was really, truly hoping that was a segue.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah. We have... okay, so tell people how to pronounce it correctly.
I say Beezatree.
Beezatree.
Beezatree, but yeah. Same thing. It's a made-up word.
Is it Beezatree?
You say it however you want.
Like a tree or,
yeah, Beezatree.
Or bees that tree? Bees the tree.
Beezatree.
Yeah.
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 It's made up. You say how you want it.
Where does it come from?
It's just a made up garbage word.
You just randomly sat around one day and made up a word that I'm going
to
call myself.
I mean, Beezatree.
Overall, yeah. It was like a small inside joke with a couple other people. And initially, when I was making beats and making little music and stuff like that, I was just doing it for those people. So
yeah.
I was like, oh, here's this stupid little fucking name. I'm not going to do this for anybody
little
else.
Little did you know.
Little did I know, yeah. And
now you're stuck
speaking
with
of domains, John May is not available, so here I fucking am with Decentry. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, otherwise, John May? There's a JohnMay.com?
Yeah, there's a John May.
What does he do?
He's a graphic designer.
No!
Yes, it hurts my heart.
There
and he's terrible.
Only be one.
And he's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's like somebody out there, like you're like, oh yeah, I'm John May, I'm a graphic designer. And they go to look you up and they find like, this guy's John terrible May. Work.
Oh, he's got so much money from me.
Oh, God.
No. No, but that's the only reason I don't just go by my real name.
Yeah.
If I had the domain, I would, but I'm a stickler for the domain, man. Yeah, real talk.
You gotta get that domain.
Real talk.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
No, I'm Mr. Arash, like, all the way since, like, MySpace.
Yeah. Just stick with it, right?
Yeah, it's been Mr. Arash on everything. So yeah.
Has anybody taken any of yours?
No. No. I've ran into – there is another Arash Afshar who lives in Iran.
Oh.
That's a common enough thing.
Is he like evil? The evil Arash?
Well, I mean, he's got like a dark photo.
Yeah.
But like he makes like some strange combination of Persian trap and techno music.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah, he's a musician.
Yeah.
And so on Gmail, like I saw, like, you know, the Google Hangout app on the phone, the image that comes up on there is like his photo. Somehow, like, they overlap
for
somehow.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, what? That's crazy.
That's awesome.
And I've tried reaching out to this guy too. I'm like, hey, let's be friends. And he just has not responded.
Well, you know what sucks? For his Google Hangout, it's your dick pic.
All 3 inches of it.
Dude, thank you so much for being on the show, man.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys.
For people, just to be completely transparent, we've actually been talking about having you on the show for a year, maybe, like a year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. And I finally ran into him at a show the other day.
Yep.
You killed it, by the way.
Likewise, for sure.
And I was just like, I literally took my calendar out. I was like, look, there's a day right here. Yeah. Let's do it now. And we just locked it in and made it happen. And now you're here, dude. And this is awesome because you just dropped a project.
Yeah, on Friday.
Right?
Friday the 13th.
Wildlife?
Yes.
Yeah, and you guys can actually, it's on the front page of Platform Collection right now. And
dope.
On the features. So
shit, thanks.
Go check that out right now. It's an amazing project. Dude, I want to get, because we've had you on with Cloud Makers before.
Right, yeah.
That fiasco of a show.
That was so fun. That was,
that was amazing.
What show was
I laughed
that for?
So hard.
That was for
here. They were here.
Was it Awesome?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're supposed to go to, what is it?
That's right.
The deprivation tanks?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's when we talked about deprivation tanks.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
Well, we also did something with Cloud Makers on one of the other projects on Platform.
Oh, on Pros.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Over at Alex.
That's one of the popular ones. Yeah.
That was badass. Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, so, dude, now that I have just you on the show, it'd be cool to go back to kind of like the beginnings of how you started out.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, first discovering hip hop? Like, do you remember when that happened?
Hip hop, I've always been a little, like, I guess I got to go back to the initial music stuff, which is like I was into punk rock and metal and grind, and that's like the initial stuff I got into. So I was
around what age?
I would say I was in a punk. My first like band that I was in that we played shows and like did real things was I was probably 15. Yeah, like 15.
Yeah, like
15, and then from there I was just in multiple bands like throughout the years, up until the aughts. Like the early 2000s and stuff like that. And then I think 2003 was like the last actual like metal, like it was a hardcore band, but just, you know, screaming, growling, all that fun stuff. So that was the last of that. But I mean, throughout that time, I listened to just pockets of hip hop. I mean, honestly, Onyx was Onyx was because they were rugged.
It
was like, oh,
kind of punky.
I liked all the grimy stuff, and it's like, this shit is cool. So there was, besides that, there was other little songs here and there, but really I didn't get like fully into hip hop until like, and like start listening to it for real until probably like the early aughts as well, like around that same time.
So that was
when I actually like started listening. That was like, I was listening to mostly like Rhyme Sayers.
Yeah.
Like, well, a lot of Brother Ali. What was that?
What brought you in? What was the hook?
Pretty much. I mean, initially I was working, I was doing a lot of like the band stuff. And then at the time I was also married. I got divorced. I was like 21, I think, or something.
Wow.
I was a youngster. So did that. And then, basically that fell apart, and it was pretty much like, the marriage thing fell apart, and I wasn't in a band anymore, and I just learned, I was learning in 02, I went to school for graphic design. Mm-hmm. And that was really the first time, like, I'd always used a computer growing up, like AOL and chat and all that shit. But that was the first time that I went like, oh shit, like people make stuff like these stickers and like these flyers and these signs and all this shit that's everywhere. Like, I just never really, just the thought had never crossed my mind. And I loved, I always tried to be artistic. I'm a terrible, terrible drawer of any, like stick people are a problem for me. Like I need a whole pattern, the whole nine. It's terrible. So, so my mom was honestly like a big catalyst there where she's like, I think you need to go check out this school.
Yeah.
So I went checked that out and I was like, damn, this is dope. And then pretty much go home. I'm sitting on my computer, nothing to do. And it's like, oh, I guess people like, you can make electronic music too. I wonder how you make music on here. So then it was just like internet. And
yeah.
That was pretty much it. Like just, I found some program called the D Sampler, which was this, just like, I think you could still get it too. But just like this really bad, just like little drum.
Yeah.
It just searched your whole C drive. And so it brought up all the WAV files that were there for like your Windows startup sounds and shit. I mean, it was garbage. It was terrible, but it worked great. It worked great for what I needed. And like, that was when I was like, oh, okay, fuck. I can make music on the computer. This is great.
Gotta separate bone, need to step away. Oh, now I see it so clear. Everything I need to be is here, but I wanna be there. I ain't hit the mark yet. I think I fit the part, but they think it's far-fetched, I bet. Still put money on the odds where the young entrepreneur who grew up and got a job. I guess he been on vacation, gave up on a dream, or maybe he had just changed it. Anxious, living life inside a fishbowl. Chase these demons through the barrel of a pistol. Click, got a hammer when the front door bang. Even when I love it, you almost Kurt Cobain. Dang, they don't sway me now. Looking for a way and I ain't weighing it out. And I'm in to get out and I'm up to get down. And I'm out of my mind, think I'm adjusted so well. But I know they got a different view. A backstage pass and a theater booth in my last breath is on stage. Maybe know that everything turned out alright. It's alright. I swear I feel like the last few pages. And I don't know that I feel I'm ready to write. It's not right.
Gold and coming back with a
So wait, at that time, were you like, this is something I want to do? Or was it just kind of like, oh, I'm just kind of playing around? Or...
Oh, no, that was, it wasn't like, this is something I want to do and make money. It was like, yeah. Fuck yeah, I can make music on my own. I don't have to, like, rely on a schedule or, like, four other people or, like, and I loved being in a band, but there was never enough music for me.
Yeah.
There was never a time where it was like, oh, I don't really want to go to practice. I don't want to go do a show. It was like, we need to do this every day. And no, you can't do that every day. Even I couldn't do it every day, but I want to.
Yeah.
But when it's like, oh, I can go, like, my computer is the homie straight up.
Yeah.
Like, it's terrible because I can go to it and do shit whenever I want.
Mm.
And it's just like, it's there, it's reliable, it works, it does what I need it to do, and it's a problem for me now.
What were you
now
making?
I have no relationships because of the computer.
What were you making at first? Like what
at first? Oh, at first I was making I made like grindy shit.
Yeah.
I made like hardcore stuff. It was basically just like a lot of blast beats, just brrr, you know, like that kind of stuff with breakdowns and then basically it was a bunch of weird Windows sounds all mixed in. Like it's a project that's up and available. Like I think 14 or 15 tracks up that were all like that, just very weird experimental stuff, all very strange. I put it up, and then these guys from Canada, this guy Swizz, found it.
Yeah,
and he had already like established an electronic project, Electrocution Nerds.
Yeah,
and they're like, it's just him doing this crazy grindy stuff, but I mean, he has his own following, all this shit up there, and he found the stuff somehow and wanted to do stuff over it. So him and his buddy Quesnel recorded like guitars and vocals and then sent it back to me, and I recorded vocals over it, and then we just did like all this back and forth, and then it was like, all right, cool, here's a little internet release.
Wow.
And that was like the first time where it was like, oh shit, that was really fucking cool, like the internet, computers, awesome. So yeah, that was a huge like
and you were hooked at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I was hooked before that even happened, like just making the fact that I could sit down, don't have to talk to anybody, and it's just like I could just make music. Like, I mean, I could do that with an acoustic guitar, like, you know, but I wanted to make stuff. I want to make stuff that's permanent. I want to make stuff I can record and art. Like, I'm a terrible archiver. I have every project I've ever been a part of archived on Bandcamp, just private, so nobody can see it.
Yeah,
but it's all there, like, everything. I have all of it because I'm terrible with that. So just jamming around on the guitar is like, that's cool, but, like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I don't know. My head doesn't work for that as well as it does to, like, I want to record.
So was it like simultaneous, like as you were starting to create music, did you start like kind of like exploring hip hop more? Was that like how?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Absolutely. That was a huge part of it because like I was at first just making all the metal stuff, and then it was like, okay, let me like check out electronic, because I always kind of like vibed on electronic music.
Yeah.
Not even like particular artists or anything. Just if I hear electronic music, that's like kind of daydreamy, spaced out, like I like that kind of shit, so I could vibe with that stuff. So even that kind of stuff I was kind of getting into, and then it was like, man, hip-hop is dope, because I just got to see it from a different angle instead of just being like, oh, they're just making beats, or just it was like I got to see that back end where it was like, damn, this is a lot of work, like this is crazy. And that's really what drew me in, is because I think that's fun, and I love, even more than I love like bars or whatever, I love wordplay. Wordplay to me is the top tier. Like I love that shit. So like that's like DOS Racist, for example. To me, that's just like the best wordplay.
Mm,
it's not even really bars always. It's just like, this is hilarious wordplay. Like if you listen to this and this line, like these two connect in this weird way. I like that type of shit.
Mm.
To me, that stuff is dope. So I really got into it. Like that type of writing was always interesting to me, because even when I was in heavy bands, my writing was always very obscure. Like, I was never just like, here I am, I'm at the park doing a thing. Like, I don't write like that, you know? So, and that translates into my hip-hop, too. That's the same way that I write now. Like, is I write very obscure, not necessarily direct, like, story tracks.
I'm not very
good at that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it, but it's not, like, it's not fun to me as much as just, like, haha, wordplay, two lines, great, love it.
Yeah.
Like, although I like to stay in the pocket of, like, a topic or whatever, but, I mean, I like doing just the wordplay thing to me. It's super fun, more than it is writing a storyline, at least.
All right, well, so let's back up. Like, you were married at what age?
I believe 21?
What the hell is wrong with you, man? Yo,
I know.
What was happening at that time?
Man, I was 21 yet.
I was with her for like 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And then got married, and like within 8 months caught her cheating. It was like, all right, I'm all done.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm out.
So from like 16-ish to...
Maybe I was a little old. Maybe 17. Maybe to 22 range.
17
I don't know how 22. I'm so bad with time already. It's I'm a million.
No, I'm with you.
But yeah, in that range, yeah, for sure, somewhere around
How long have we been recording?
At least a day.
Wait, so 17 to like 22. Man, those are some prime years.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And you're already like doing this really adult thing, like I'm getting married.
Oh, man, I was not doing it very adult-like. I was just honestly just at the point where I was like, I think this is what I'm supposed to, this is the right next step. Like, it's been this long. She really wants to do this. And I there was no part of me that wanted to do it, real talk. Like, I did not want to do it. Looking back now, and I think I knew that then, but I was just too chicken shit and was just, like, very manipulated into, like, I need to do this to be, like, a good man, to be do this the right way.
Just
like, all right, I'm going to do this. Oh, I should not have done this.
Did you guys live together?
Yeah, we lived together for years before, for, like, that whole time, for, like, 4 years.
Oh, wow.
So you're 17 living together?
No, maybe, you know what? Maybe we moved in when we were 18. It had to be, 18 for sure, because I was out of my house by 18. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for sure. Yeah, so at least 3 years of it, a good chunk. Yeah, craziness.
Wow. How did that affect the rest of your relationships? Haven't been married so soon.
Oh, just don't get married anymore.
Yeah,
that's it. Pretty much, just like, and I always grew up like super serial monogamous, just like relationship only. Like that's all I ever do. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, you're enjoying being single now.
Yeah, just
in fact, single. I think the last time you were on, you had just.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, it was like really fresh.
Had just had like 2 weeks before or something. I think it had just happened. That's right.
That's crazy. Oh shit.
Wow.
What a trip. I gotta give you guys a random segue.
Sure.
Utopia was the San Diego Regional Burning Man event that I attended a few weeks ago. One day, like a Saturday, we start hearing all this like 80s music, like a lot of like sappy love songs, and then at one point he's playing like November Rain.
He's
a techno DJ.
November Rain's not a joke.
Yeah, he's playing all this stuff, right? And I'm kind of overhearing it. I'm like, what is going on at the main stage right now? Like, why is he playing this stuff? And then he starts playing Annie Lennox, No More I Love Yous.
Wow.
So like you see like crowd of people start getting around, they're all like holding a finger up, and like he's getting a big crowd in there. And finally, I was talking to my friend Wiley, and he was saying apparently what happened is 2 days prior to his set at Utopia.
No.
He got a call from his girlfriend in Italy. She called him, broke up with him over the phone from Italy, and then hung up and then turned off her phone.
So
he's like, well, listen, I'm booked for this set. I'm going to do my 2-hour set, but I got to process some shit and you guys are coming with me. So he goes through all these like sappy love songs and breakup songs, and like they progressively get happier as they get to the end of a set.
Did the crowd like it though?
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's up.
Beautiful.
That's awesome.
Everybody was into it. He had people like running up and giving him hugs. He had a huge crowd in front of a stage, and that's not an easy thing to do on a Saturday morning. Pulled it off.
Wow. So I mean, were you traumatized after?
What, from the
breakup?
No, I was more like so
I dodged a bullet.
Relieved. Oh yeah. My god, I was. Well, both breakups. Yeah, I was gonna say, wait, the worst of the breakup. Never mind, same difference. Yeah, both relieved.
Yeah.
Relieved as shit. Yeah, for sure.
So what is it that have you figured out, or at least up until
why don't
now?
You like being single?
Yeah.
Oh, I do now.
Yeah. Why didn't you?
I have no idea. I like being in a relationship, man. I love love.
Yeah.
I love that shit. It's terrible, like, how much I like it, but it just is. I also love my fucking computer a lot more now, like, just hanging out, watching TV and shit. Yeah. So, like, a lot of times shit just doesn't work. I don't know, man. So, yeah, I don't know. But that's mainly why.
Did you find a pattern in, like, who you were dating? Like, was there, like, a type of girl?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I feel like I definitely dated, like, a bunch of different types of girls.
Yeah.
It was just, yeah. I mean, honestly, it still every time just came down straight up to, like, I'm on my computer too much, which is fucking totally fair. I will not deny that. That is absolutely 1,000,000% true.
So that was actually an issue. Like, it was so bad.
Oh, every time. Every time. Because, I mean, I fucking get home right now. When I go home, the first thing I'm doing is let my dog in, jump on my lap, we on the computer.
Yeah.
We're going to make some music, or we're going to do some design or whatever I got to do, like social media, some motherfuckers, whatever. Whatever needs to happen. But yeah, I mean, I mean, even if I got free time, that's what I want to do. Is like, I don't have any design work to do, like client work. I'm gonna just like make some other design, make something or work on a beat. If I have time, it's like, all right, let's make a beat for whatever the next thing will be.
So, how do you approach like projects? Like, Is it this project that's out right now, Wildlife? Mm-hmm. How long did it take to from beginning to completion?
I'd say realistically, probably a little less than 2 years. But yeah, but I didn't know that. Like when I was like, I worked on songs, I was like, this is a dope track. Like yeah. I really, really like this shit. Got to figure out the right thing to do with it. So at that time, I didn't know what I was doing with a couple of them, and that happened with a couple few of those tracks. And then throughout that time, I just keep fixing them, tweaking them a little bit, adding more, taking, you know, just editing them, basically just messing with them. And then once I was like, oh, these are going to be for an album. Okay, cool. And then it's like, all right, cool. This is going to go together. Got 5 or 6 tracks. I definitely need to make more. So then it's just like, kind of put the whole thing out of my mind, just start doing the same thing. Hey, people come over, make tracks, do that, just keep making tracks. And then one really sticks, and it's just like, you know, when you make a track and it's just like, damn, I can't stop listening to my own track.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably going to go on the album.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, and then, you know, I had a chunk of those and refine those down a little bit. And yeah, that was pretty much for me.
How much stuff did you not use?
I mean, it's hard to say because a lot of it realistically was never really like in the running for.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, this will probably be a cool single. And a lot of it's still floating around and I'm still editing and still messing with. So, I mean, there was probably like 5 legit songs I think I like trimmed away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to pull these out throughout the process. Besides that, I mean, there's a million other songs that, you know, have been worked on and they've all been possible.
Yeah.
Everything that recorded in my house, it's possible. We might go on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yes.
It seems like from the background that you came from, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like you didn't go, because a lot of artists will go down like the becoming a hip-hop encyclopedia path. And it feels like I'm trying to figure out where you drew your influences from, because you came at it from a very different angle. You were attracted to like the wordplay, the way you got sucked in is more of, oh, I can do it on my own. Fuck the world.
Yeah. Like, I'm always DIY for sure.
Like,
I love that.
Yeah, whereas like most MCs we talk to, I think, you know, they come from this background of like really like diving headfirst into a lot of history of hip hop and like collecting all these MCs, like baseball cards.
Yeah.
You know, so like where did that come from? Like sort of where was your interest? Were you finding artists that you did find influential? How did that play out for you, that part of the journey?
Overall, I mean, I enjoy that wordplay. Like, I like all types of music, even now, like, all types. I'm listening to Noisia on the way over here, like, drum and bass garbage, and when I get home, I'm listening to Whitechapel, which is just, like, grind, porno grind, terrible shit. Like, I mean, I don't know, man. I enjoy just all the aspects of it, and I like making shit. Like, I was just having a conversation. Actually, I had this conversation twice in 2 days with 2 different people, and it's just basically about like even freestyling and like the hip hop scene and stuff. I don't give a fuck.
Honestly,
I don't care. Like, it's cool. I appreciate it all. The four elements, all that. That's great. I don't fucking care though.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I like fucking making music, and like that's it. Like, a grip of people don't even consider what I make hip hop. So you can say it's hip hop. You can say it's not. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm not. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like I just like making music.
So why hip hop instead of, I don't know, deep house?
Because it's 'cause I get to do all the elements of it, and because it's the fucking funnest. Like, it's the most attractive to me by far. Like, if I had an option to be in like a grindcore band or something again, I would be like, nah, hip hop for sure.
Yeah.
'Cause it's like, although it's not always my number one choice to listen to by any means, like, I listen again to a lot of other shit. A lot of homies come to my house like, fuck, this fool's listening to this shit again. I have a studio session. I'm not trying to listen to fucking, you know, Black Dahlia Murder
now. Yeah.
It's like, all right, sorry. But I mean, I don't know. I don't really care about any of that shit anymore. I just feel too old, straight up. Like, I feel too old to give a shit about any of that. I'm not like, I'm just not, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, I don't care about Tupac. I don't care about Biggie. I don't care. I know it's going to piss a bunch of people off, but I don't give a fuck. Like, good rappers, that's great. It's not impressive to me.
Yeah,
like, it's cool, but like, I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me. I can appreciate it. I can hear it. I can listen to it. This is cool. It can be on in the background. I'm not going to be going crazy. It can be on in the foreground. I'm not going crazy. It's great. But I'm not also going to go and put it on because I'm like, dude, we got to put on that classic shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like, just put on Brother Ali or something.
Yeah.
But I'm Medusa, yo.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I'd rather listen to something like that and just, I mean, I do appreciate that stuff. And also, a lot of it's honestly probably on me because I hate the fucking hype. I hate the hype behind shit. I can't go watch a movie when it's hyped up. It's like, I gotta wait 2 years. So nobody talks about it, and everyone hates it again.
Yeah.
And then I'll watch that shit.
Yeah.
When do I get to watch Wolf of Wall Street, you guys? I'm still waiting, yo. For real, it's on Netflix. I'm like, not yet.
Yeah, not yet. Very fascinating, because this is something, you know, we've talked about, like, even on my personal journey. Like,
sure.
I've said, like, I am not a hip-hop head.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not a hip-hop encyclopedia.
Right.
Like, I couldn't sit here. And
me neither. Not at all.
The closest thing I am to something like that would be movies.
Mm-hmm.
I probably know more about movies than the average person. But
sure.
Even then, like, you sit me down next to a real movie encyclopedia.
It's over. Right.
Yeah. It's really interesting to me to see, like, the different kinds of things that bring people in. Because one of the experiences that I've had in the 5+ years we've been doing this whole thing. 6 years now we've been?
5.
The show has been 5.
You always add, like, an extra year.
No, the show has been 5. But
yeah.
I've been running.
No, probably more than that, then. If you're talking about just from the start.
Just, getting into the hip-hop scene. Yeah. Like, 7 years.
Yeah.
It's been fascinating. I find that you have, like... and I'm generalizing dramatically here, but imagine it's a scale. You have this grayscale, and on one side of the scale, you have more the consumers. And then the other side of the scale, you have the creators.
Yeah.
The consumers will tend to be more like the hardcore encyclopedias, and they'll be super judgmental of anybody who's not an encyclopedia.
Yes.
Right.
And then you get into the creator side of it, very little fucks given on what you actually know. Because they're looking at the creative process.
Sure.
That's, how do you create? What do you connect?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, and that's what I was going to say, too, is that conversation I had the other day was basically about, like, I don't really give a fuck about freestyling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't, like, it's awesome. I love hearing other people do it. Mm-hmm. I got homies in the crew that are fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah.
Freestyle is like, you guys have seen these fools. Dudes are great. Joe Moss, Thesis, these guys are, like, I was gonna say natural. They're not. They fucking practice grip. They're fucking really good at this shit, and it's dope and amazing to see. I don't want to put my time into that.
Yeah,
I don't like.
This doesn't interest you.
Yeah, I, and like what I said is like I would much rather put my time into like I'm gonna watch this YouTube tutorial on how to mix better, how to make this fucking track bang harder. That shit, I like that back end more than I want to go out and freestyle for people. Like I don't really. I'm also not very good at freestyling either. I'm sure that factors in. Like I'm not shy about that.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I don't care. It's just not as interesting to me. It's like, oh, these guys are going to freestyle.
You're going to put your 10,000 hours into something else that you've already put some work into.
I like mixing, and I'm all self-taught and YouTube tutorials. Like, I didn't go to school, so, I mean, I don't know shit. Like, if you start talking, same thing, you start talking technical anything to me, I'm just like, great.
Yeah, that's how you are, Rosh is with his photography and videos.
Yeah. Yeah,
we've had that conversation.
Yeah. No, photography pays my rent, and it's just funny. Like usually, when people find out I'm a photographer, they immediately want to start talking camera types and shutter speeds to me. Like,
I can take good photos, but I don't know about that shit.
The more I think about it, the shittier my work gets.
Yeah,
I've generally noticed that, and that's why, like, even with music production, like, there's a lot of technical stuff still to learn, but. Yeah, the more I think about the technical end of things, but it sounds like you're kind of into that, though, like on the mastering and music side.
Yeah, I like that end of it for sure. At least, I mean, that's the example that I used the other day. Like, if some people are going to freestyle, I'd rather put my time into this. You know, like, I like that, the technical aspect for sure.
Were you always like that? Or was there a time where you were, like, maybe playing more into, like, the what I'm supposed to do?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. I mean, when I very first started getting into hip-hop heavily in the early aughts, it was basically with my cousin Worm. He's always been into hip-hop. He's into classic shit. He's into underground shit. He about hip-hop for real. And it was basically me and him hanging out in Upland behind this arcade, James Games, and we sit there and smoke and rap. And just freestyle.
Yeah.
Listen to Buck 65 instrumentals and freestyle, you know? And, like, I was terrible, but I felt super comfortable with him. And that was literally when I was really first getting into it. And, I mean, even then, I didn't feel like, oh, I have to buy into something because I wasn't like, anyone's going to listen to me.
Yeah,
I was just having fun with my cousin, hanging out. But, yeah, I mean, we did that for at least a year. Just all the time back there, hanging out, freestyling.
Yeah.
Goofing off, doing that. And it's like, that shit is fun, but... Yeah, there was, and even since then, I mean, there was a couple years ago where it's like, you know, being at shows and people are freezing. It's like, do I have to go do this right now? I don't really want to do this. Like, now I'm just checked out. I'm like, oh, they're freestyling. Awesome. Have fun. Oh, you're telling me to? Nah, fuck off. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm disinterested.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's not even the right word. I don't feel that pressure anymore. Yeah. I just,
I feel like,
oh, well, you're not a real rapper. All right. Great. Cool.
Yeah.
Don't care. Not a real rapper. You're not going to fuck with my album already, so it makes no difference.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Do you feel like there's more of you out there now than there used to be?
Fuck yeah. Of my real self?
Just in general.
Yeah.
I was actually going to say more people like you, though, that are coming at it from that angle. But yeah, we want to answer that one.
No, for sure.
But just more people like you that are coming into the game, like in the hip hop scene, that are more like, no, I'm coming at this from a different angle.
If I want to interject, we've definitely had more people like that on this show. Mm. You know, we just had Gavlin and Blimes Brixton on, and they're pretty much in that same boat. They're pretty much just like you. They don't give a shit about what people think they should be sounding like or making.
Right.
And so far. I mean, Mike Eagle's another one like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Big old heart to him. He was just on At Midnight.
Did you cash that right?
No.
He lost, Mike.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Shit. but, hey, put that on Chris Hardwick. Yeah. What the fuck, man? That's my boy. Fixed.
But, I think I'm definitely seeing that. I'm definitely seeing, I remember a time when people wouldn't really talk about experimenting with other types of music.
Mm, right.
And now, at least within this last year, I've been in circles where, just a guy who raps is talking about, you know what? I kind of want to do, some rock stuff now. And nobody trips.
Everyone's like, tight?
Yeah, that's dope. Just do whatever you want to do. But I do remember a time when that wasn't that acceptable. That was basically you saying you're not down. You're not down with, what we're doing.
Right, exactly. I agree.
Let's back up. How did the Cloudmakers thing come about and your role within the Cloudmakers?
That was pretty much just all of us being at multiple shows multiple times and having a connection and being it was just an easy connection. We all had fun together and we were at multiple shows a group of times in a row. And it was just everyone was kind of doing shit and I think looking for a camp and that formed. And so at the beginning it was, even now, we still don't know what the fuck it is. It's Cloudmakers, whatever that is. I have no idea. Nor does anybody else. We're sort of a crew, sort of a camp, sort of just a collective. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we all rep each other and love each other. And dudes are fucking way talented and they push me all the time. Mm. And that's why I got all those cats on the album for sure. On Wildlife, specifically has all those dudes featured for a reason. And because those fools are almost outshining me on every track. Mm. Almost. Good track.
Okay, so, but do
that was
you...
very hip-hop.
I'm out here, baby. I'm out here.
So, but do you, so it was basically you guys just kind of hanging out in the same circles? Were there friendships that go back farther?
With a lot of those guys, a lot of the cats that are, obviously No Earth and Thesis, they've been doing stuff together. Joe has been around, Joe Moss and all them. They had some, they were all homies before. And then, me, KP, all separate. And,
do you feel like they got you, at the beginning, what you were making and
No, because I didn't know what the fuck I was making.
Yeah.
Straight up, I was making shit that I didn't like. I made a bunch of stuff that you can't find right now because I deleted it all.
Yeah.
And that's especially with hip hop stuff. Because when I first started doing it, I was making it and no one's going to fuck with me. I'm making this for just my homies.
Yeah.
So I was just putting shit out there whatever, willy nilly. And it was garbage. It was laughable. Honestly laughable. And that was because it was meant to be.
Yeah.
It was I'm not fucking taking this shit serious. I'm just finally I can make music again. I'm gonna make this funny little thing.
Yeah.
And I did that shit and it's holy shit, this is fucked up fun. I wanna do this for real and take this shit serious. And I don't think I ever really expected I'm gonna get big, but I think we all kinda want that to happen.
Yeah.
For sure. But
you guys have definitely I've noticed over the last couple years the best way to describe it is the refining of your guys' individual sounds.
Yes.
Has definitely seemed to happen. You see it with Earth, you see it with Thesis, and yourself especially. You guys seem to have found your individual lanes.
Yeah.
And when you guys come together, it seems more special now.
Shit. Hard times and lows, well I live that shit. Get up and go, well I did that shit. I seen that shit, I live that shit, I did that shit. Nobody knows, but I seen that shit.
hard times and lows. Well, I lived that shit. Get up and go. Well, I did that shit. I seen that shit, I lived that shit, I did that shit.
Well, that's life, no matter how hard it get, at the end of the day, gotta live that shit. Ain't no girl like the one I had, now she gone, I'm alone, can't deal with it. Still feeling sick, need pills to flip, cause I'm falling behind on my bills and rent. All these problems pile up infinite, got a lot on my mind and it's building quick. If you only knew what I'm going through, in my bedroom getting all emotional. Thinking back on the days I was close to you, now we far from close, still my hope is new. What I'm supposed to do, don't know what's true, can't figure out what the real meaning is. Best friends wither up and die right in front of your eyes. I literally seen that shit. Dear mystery, go rest in peace. No, I miss you, boy. That's forever, G. Now you blow in a form so heavenly. Was against my wish, but it was meant to be. Come and set me free from the rest of this. Got demons, think I need an exorcist. While everybody make it look effortless, I'm on the edge of this. Steady stressing it. What's next to hit? Who's next to go? That's another name, gotta be etched in stone. Why it always gotta go down like that? Never know when the reaper come to get your soul. Nobody knows, but they highs and lows, I've hit them shits. You talk that shit, well I did that shit. You ain't seen that shit, but I lived that shit.
Nobody knows, but I seen that shit. Hard times and lows, well I lived that shit. Get up and go, well I did that shit. I seen that shit, I lived that shit, I did that shit.
Black mask with a hood on, pull up in the Ace over. Thinking they could pull my shit, and I ain't gonna get paid back. Well, that's funny, and I remember laughing up in they face about it. Wasn't really about the money, but I got all up in they space about it. Give me what I got coming, give me whatever is owed. A little something for the trouble, and a little something for the road. Wrong on for that life now, it's in the background. I seen it did that shit. Ain't the same man, but I'm the same man. Played the same hand, I'm all in. And they didn't know nothing about me. Just another blank face in the crowd. Till I show up at the house with the matte black tee, baseball bats foaming at the mouth. I didn't look like much, but I was ready to go. Quit assuming that you know what I'll do or how far that I'm willing to go to get back was mine. I won't sit idly by. I haven't got the patience or the motherfucking time. I work too hard for this. I work too hard for mine. I'm Xing shit off of my list while they just crossing lines.
Nobody knows, but I seen that shit. Hard times and lows, well I live that shit. Get up and go. Shit. I seen that shit, I lived that shit, I did that shit. Nobody knows, but I seen that shit. Hard times and lows, well I lived that shit. Get up and go, well I did that shit. I seen that shit, I lived that shit, I did that shit. Shit, I live that shit, I did that shit. Nobody knows, but I seen that shit. Hard times and lows, well I live that shit. Get up and go, well I did that shit. I seen that shit, I live that shit, I did that shit.
When you guys would come together for songs, it like it heightens it,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like whereas before it was like it's the crew and everybody's out there and everybody's kind of doing stuff,
but we were doing it all the time.
Yeah
You could catch it anywhere.
Yeah,
and that is great to hear. I'm gonna make sure all these motherfuckers listen to this, because we honestly had a meeting about that where it's like everyone needs to go work on their own shit. We're not doing shit. It's not a crew thing. Like, we're not doing that right now. Like, now you go work on your own shit. Go make
it becomes shit. You guys coming together, and we've talked about this before with different crews, like, you guys coming together becomes, like, the premium. Like,
yeah.
That's the,
yeah,
like, absolutely. That's a special
it's
thing.
Special occasion. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And even now, especially it is. Especially.
Yeah.
Like, these cats are rocking. They just rocked with Underachievers.
Yeah,
just
I heard
did
they
big
killed
shows.
It.
And
I
like,
heard
yeah,
they destroyed.
That wasn't all Cloud Makers.
Mm. Yeah.
That was just a couple cats. You know, like that was Joe Moss, Thesis, and Noworth. Like, that's it. That was those dudes. And it's like that. We could have brought everybody out, but, you know, we'll wait. We'll wait.
Yeah.
Because I think – we didn't do Underachievers last year.
Uh-huh.
But I went to the Underachievers show. So yeah, but either way, it is. Yeah, it is. We're trying to, and that's exactly what it's supposed to be. It's like more of a special occasion, more like, oh shit, we need to go. We need to go see this. There's gonna be seven dudes up there.
Yeah, I also think though, you guys are definitely, at least I credit you guys to, you guys have introduced even sonically, like new sounds into you know, this scene that we're all kind of in. It's and it just keeps expanding. It's hard to say it's a scene because it isn't. I mean, everybody's going to different states now, different shit. But you guys have kind of introduced like sonically like different sounds and different mixtures. And now hearing like some of your background, like, you know what I mean, like you can definitely see where some of the influences come from.
For sure.
And I think this, like, I remember the first time I kind of, like, started paying attention to, like, the newer stuff you guys were making, I was like, it's brave. Like, it's brave, especially at this time, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, you guys are, like, we all are sometimes in the middle of, like, this very traditional hip-hop feel, and you guys were like, fuck that, we're just going to do whatever we want to do.
Pretty much, yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It is working. Like, was that a conscious decision? Did you guys look at like your surroundings and go like, okay?
I certainly feel like we had multiple conversations about stuff like that, and there's always a lot of like, I don't give a fuck. This is what I want to make, and it's like, I think that's been pretty conscious.
Yeah,
sure. I think so. Even if it wasn't that explicit, like, check out everything that's going on. We're going to go in this other lane.
Yeah.
It's always still, even if it wasn't like that explicit, it's been like, this shit might not pop right now. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do this stuff because I like it. So I know it's always been a more, I don't give a fuck. We're going to do this stuff. Like, this is what we like. And it was a lot of, at first when we were all trying to be a conglomerate and smash it all together, it's like everyone's trying to meld with everybody's sound because, like, you want to be, everyone has their own sound already, but you also want to meld each of these voices together, each of these styles of verses together and all this shit. And I think that, like, that became such a process and became so difficult. And a lot of people started feeling out of pocket. And just, that's where it was like, all right, we need to, you know what? Let's break.
Yeah.
Everyone just go do your own thing. Let's go get in your zone. Make some shit that you really like.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, all right, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go do that.
And it'll just benefit the group in the long run anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think is the tie that binds you guys? What is the magnetic force that brings you together?
Besides weed?
Besides weed. Yes.
And dabs. Music?
And dabs. Yeah. Besides music, weed, and dabs, yeah.
Oh, nothing. We're not even friends.
It's like, we don't even like each other.
We hate each other. No, I think that we're just, we're all a like-minded group of dudes, like, pretty much. Like,
What is like-minded?
I feel like, you want to hear my definition? Yeah. Pretty much, like, when we go on tour, it's, like, the best, like, eighth grade trip ever. You know, just everyone talks shit to everyone, and that, I mean, I think you could do that with a lot of different people, but, like, there's a certain level to it where it's, like, that shit is unforgettable with these fucking idiots. Like, I love them because they're so dumb. Like, it's great. My dudes are the best, like, and it's so fucking fun to hang out with them and all that shit. So it's like, we can be making music, we can not be making music, we can be high or not high. That, I mean, really, that shit, it's irrelevant in the big picture, because it's always fucking fun to hang out with them. And it's fun to, I mean, like, Thesis, for example, is a goofy motherfucker, but you sit down and get that fool calm for a second and you can have a dope conversation, a very deep and, like, that fool intellectual as fuck, like,
you know
he can hold it down. And, like, as you guys know, you've seen him go to town on people online and shit.
He's probably one of my favorite Facebook posters.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, he's a boss.
Yeah, me too. I'll see, it's very rare that I read one of his post and not complain.
And you're like shaking your head like, you shouldn't have done that.
it's usually like, fuck, I'm glad somebody said that.
I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, and it's dope to see him and all you guys, for that matter, like, really take a stand on, like, no, this is what I think. I don't care if that's popular or not. This is what I think.
Yeah.
But I think the reason that's important is because it serves... it does serve the community, because a lot of times people don't think they can do that until they see someone else.
I feel like I can't do that
all
the time, and then I see somebody else and I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna go smash on so-and-so.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. Now I'm just in the mode where I'm like, I'm an old man, nobody gives a fuck about me anyways, fuck you all. So I just fucking smash on whoever when I see garbage now. I just don't even care. I lost like a high school friend that was like a pretty good high school friend. I hadn't talked to her for like quite a while, obviously, but she said some garbage and I just could not let that one go.
Huh? What was it about?
Is she a Trump supporter?
No, it was a while ago. I'm trying to remember. It was something. Fuck. I don't. It was something like about Palestine or something.
Yeah.
It was something like really silly. Mm. And I'm like, I checked the article, and it was just a very, very right-sided article.
Yeah.
Very like leaning. And I asked, I'm like, yo, did you even read? I mean, and even that article, there was other facts that conflicted with what she had said.
Yeah.
I'm like, did you even read this? And she told me, no, I just pulled out the parts that I liked. And I was like, okay, unfriend. and that was it for me. And then she hit me up and was like, I can't believe you
should have went
for that.
And me like, too. And then delete.
I mean, it was just that she was like, oh, I don't have time for this. Like, yeah. I've talked to you no times in the past 10 years. Like, this is the one thing you're going to post. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, I'm not even going to battle you. Just, all right, have a good one. Bye.
you're... For the most part, like at least every time, you know, I've seen you, you always seem like, you know, in a pretty good place. But I tend to know because of your music. Like, there's definitely I don't want to say demons you wrestle with.
Some
but
bad place.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, talk about that a little bit. Like
what aspect?
I mean,
that?
Are you do you deal with like anxiety and
anxiety,
depression?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we talked
like
about
that
anxiety stuff last time too. But yeah, anxiety.
Where are you at with it now?
Pretty much just I don't know, writing songs about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. These days I feel pretty good so far. I mean that changes day to day, and most of those days I end up writing songs. One thing I found out about myself is I like writing real sad songs.
Yeah,
I don't really like give a fuck about bangers usually. I mean, I do like a heavy banger, you know, just a mean track. But for me, when I listen to other music and I'm like, oh, this is that song that you play at my funeral, like all those songs, they're generally all really sad, like. In all genres of music.
Yeah.
All just bummer songs.
Yeah.
And that's really what I like making because that's the shit that catches me the most and that's the shit I want to hear. And like, I've been waiting for this weather.
Where does it come from?
Been waiting. I don't know.
Were you a dark kid growing up?
Sort of, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I was, you know, into punk rock and just anti everything. Really like kill me. I'm gonna die. I wasn't really like all. I mean, I had certainly had my fucking moments of that, my pockets of that. But overall, I mean, I'm a pretty happy dude. Mm. Like I try and see the positive most of the time. I feel like I generally do. But like, yeah, if you want to sit down and have a conversation about some real shit, oh, I'm down. Like,
yeah,
that's why I love doing shit like this because I generally don't. Because like, if I'm at the house working on stuff and it's like I'm having a light conversation, we're not gonna get into shit like this.
Yeah.
So that's why when you ask me, I'm like, let's see what's up. Like, yeah, exactly. So it's fun and I don't know. I mean, I feel like I feel bummed out all the time, like I feel most people do.
Yeah.
Don't most people feel bummed out? And you just stay busy to not have to deal with it?
I was gonna ask, is pain a necessary seed for creating art?
I don't know if it's... you could maybe do it without. I'm sure you probably could. I don't know if it would be the same art. I don't think it would be the same art. Mm. All the songs I like wouldn't be there.
Yeah,
all the songs on my playlist, but I mean, you know, it's that shit where it's like, if you were always without it, you wouldn't know any better.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say. I don't know. I mean, I definitely think it's a great catalyst and a great fertilizer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
What do you think, Garage? Like,
is pain necessary?
Yeah.
We've talked about this a lot. I used to think that was the case. I don't anymore. For me, like... You got to sort of like find where your place is, like where you're putting in your 10,000 hours, but also like where you are in your spiritual path.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about this. Like I wish my art was grungier. Mm. I wish I had darker imagery that I was attracted
That's
to
just
shooting.
Not what comes out then.
Yeah, no, I wish it punched you in the gut.
That's beautiful.
But then it turns out that I'm really fucking good at making people look really fucking pretty.
But do you enjoy that though?
Yeah, enjoy doing that. I'm shooting too, right? And I'm in it completely.
Right. And afterwards, though, I look at my gallery of photos. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty fucking good. Like, I like my shit. But
wish there was more grunge.
I really wish it was grungier. Like some
S1. Because those are your favorite artists.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, too. Because, like, when I listen to stuff, I generally want to hear, like, if I'm listening to hip-hop, I want to hear, like, bangy shit. Mm. I want to hear mean shit.
Yeah.
I want to hear, like, sarcastic-ass motherfuckers. Yeah. Shit like that. Mm. I like that type of stuff. But then, yeah, I mean, every time I go to make a track, it ends up coming out sad. There is no two. Like, I've had conversations with I think I just talked to Locust on the mic about this not that long ago.
Yeah.
Where it's like, man, I had this dope sample that I was going to flip. I was going to use it. I had this super nice way. It was very clear where it was going to go. And like 30 minutes later, just the most down tempo, bummer ass, like hazy day song. And what happened? I don't know, man. I'm going to start all over. Just start that shit all over from the gate because it's the same thing. It's like I want to make those bangers too. Like, but, man, when I come down to it, the shit that speaks to me and the shit that it's like I can't help but lean towards this instead. I like this key progression more than this one.
Does that make the bangy shit? Does that contribute to sadness in your life?
Oh, I don't know. No, because you know what? I feel great when I write a good sad song.
Maybe it exercises it out.
It gets it out?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's self-exorcism.
I feel like it definitely is a good feel, especially when I do a song that I'm like, damn, this is a good bummer song. That's the type of shit I want to make. So in some weird ways, it is very relieving. And it's very, like, I both get to sit here and write about all this shitty stuff. And then it's like, ooh, that's a good song.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I feel good about that. So it's like it's hella therapeutic.
I was just thinking, because it's cathartic. But I definitely think if he made only like just nothing but turn up music, he'd probably kill himself.
Just turn
like
up
all his videos were like super happy and everything's turned up. They just found him in a hotel. He just killed himself.
But it is great. Like when other people come over and then they have a beat that's like that. I can't fucking make those.
Yeah.
I can make them sort of, but not, well, you know, not in that pocket where it's like, put it on. Holy shit. Let's write to this. Like, I don't fuck with those. I can't make them. So, like, when somebody brings that over, or somebody brings over hella traditional boom bap, it's like, oh, let's do it.
Yeah.
I love that
shit.
It's
like taking a little vacation.
Yeah, you get to flex, and I don't have to worry about making a beat, which is great. It's just like, yes, you get to just write. Like, Wino.
Yeah.
Who else just came over? Wino, Adversity, Thesis, and Lokes.
Oh, you guys just put something out, right?
Yeah, we just put out a little single.
That's on Platform Collection, too, by the way.
Oh, damn, you guys are on top of it.
Yeah, we're on it.
Dope. Yeah. That's what's up. Yeah, so we did that in one day. Like, they came over, wrote, recorded, all that stuff, and it's just like, that was so fun to do because I didn't have to make the beat. It was a dope beat by Prez Sinatra. And then basically I just had to loop it, add some edits in there and do that little stuff, which is fun for me. But otherwise it was just, I get to write to a beat that's totally different out of my vein. And it's just like traditional stuff, which is cool. Like, again, I appreciate that shit. I'm not in the scene to where I care about it or where that's like any sort of credentials for me.
So you've never like really struggled with, fuck, I got to work on something right now. Like, I got to get myself motivated. I got to get on this. I got to finish editing this song. It sounds like, you're describing, you're like fully into it all the time.
I'm about working 100% of the time. I hate not being productive pretty much. It's like, it's hard for me. Like, I'll have the TV on all day while I'm working because it's in the same room, but that shit's on mute while I'm working. And it's just like, that's a standard for me is like, even if TV's on, I'm still doing some shit.
Yeah.
So I just like being productive and I feel myself honestly getting older, falling apart. It's just like, now I feel like under the gun, let's get it done.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go.
What's the part of the process that you hate?
Oh shit.
You're like, fuck, I got to do this though. It's part of the job.
Probably just the minutia of like the final mixing and mastering. Like, I hate that. Yeah. I hate like, because, again, I just have, like, a home studio, you know. But it's decent enough. It does what it needs to do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I still burn a CD and listen to it on, like, three different systems and then on my iPod and then in the whip and then, like, at my friend's house. And I still do all that shit. So it's like, all right, I think this is done. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
It's just, like, going, like, you know, doing that whole process.
Constantly notching things up and down, right?
Yeah, just minor, too.
Yeah.
To where it's, like, maybe you just heard it wrong or something. a car passed by while you were listening to it in your car, and it's, like, you didn't hear it.
Arash gives me shit about that all the time. He's, like, I don't hear what you're talking about.
Oh,
I'm, like, but I hear it.
Oh, man.
And it's good. And it will literally drill a hole in my head until I get rid of it.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So that's the part that I really don't like. It's just when it gets really in that pocket.
Yeah.
Like, almost there.
I don't like rendering videos.
I agree. Oh, God. It's the worst.
I don't like working on videos.
I was that way with videos, though, and I let go of it.
Yeah.
Because you uploaded YouTube, it's going to crapify it anyway. I used to spend like another like week before like handing a video off, like still like, no. I'm going to color grade this one part of it differently. Increase the contrast. And as soon as you upload that shit, YouTube is gone anyway.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Or the person that it's for is just doesn't even notice it.
No, not even remotely. I know. But with sound, definitely, for sure. The wiring that you have, like, it bugs you. That's still the wiring that you need in order to do that job.
There's no way around it. True.
Yeah. Kali's one of the only other people that I know that notices those kind of little things. But
Yeah. We nerd out on that shit all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it'll just be like a frequency. Like, I'll be like, you hear that frequency?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Let's find it.
Honestly, this sounds like fun right now. Yeah. I'm like, put on that track. Let's hear it. This whole thing. I'm trying to hear this frequency. What's up?
Yeah, and I did a video for our boy Carlo, who was on tour with you guys which tour was that?
April Fools.
The April Fools, yeah. And then Kali watched it afterwards, like, yeah, I really like that thing you did with the colors. And I'm like, how the fuck did you even see that? Like, I could barely see it.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's validating, though, to have somebody like that.
Yes. That little stuff.
Makes
a difference.
Yeah. I think, like, at this point of where I'm at, I find that shit way more gratifying than someone saying, like, yo, I like your style, or I like I don't care if you like that part. Like, I really don't care if you like that part. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it is cool. It feels great. Yeah, accolades are awesome, but like, if you're trying to have a conversation.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the advice to give if you're going to hit on a woman. Like, don't just compliment her eyes and her hair. She didn't have a whole lot to do with that.
Compliment,
like, something she's wearing.
So you're saying, like, her tits?
Yeah, sure. Okay, cool. I mean, if she put work into them.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah, that's something that it's funny. Like, I guess that's part of the experience that we've talked about as well. Like, as an artist, as you develop, you really just want the approval of other artists.
Yeah.
Really, like, I'm sorry, listeners. We do care about your opinion. But it's lower on the hierarchy, I feel like, than, like, getting other artists to say, like, yo, I like what you did here.
And even at that point, for me, at least, at this point, I don't even care a lot about that much, as much as I do about just, like, if somebody's like, damn, that song made me really bummed out. Like, somebody told me that about one of the songs on my album, like, yo, that shit put me in a mentally different place. Like, I was bummed out, and it was cool. Like, it was fine.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's dope.
Yeah.
Bummed a motherfucker out. Yeah. That's tight. But, like, that's what I'm aiming for. That's that shit I like, where it's like, oh, that mood music. Ugh, fuck, make you feel a type of way.
I gotta ask you something. The video for The Dissolve?
Yes.
Okay. What's the story behind this video? You know which one it is? Mm-hmm. It's just haunting.
Yeah.
And I don't know the story behind it. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what? I don't know why I can't stop looking at this thing.
Surprise for you.
Peter, as you know, I love you very much.
Are you breaking up?
Pete. And we can sit down and discuss.
No, I can't do anything right now.
You just put some clothes on, okay?
I'm not gonna go put clothes on. I know what that means. If I put clothes on, it's over, okay?
Let's talk. Let's talk about it.
There is no story. I just made that beat and made that, like, little instrumental with the acapella stuff from Forgetting Sarah Marshall, I think.
Yeah.
From the breakup scene. I made that, and it was really more than anything. It was about having to move out of my old place, because after me and the ex broke up,
yeah,
I was staying there for a while, but it was expensive as fuck, and it was finally like, all right, I got to move. And it was the first time, honestly, that I was like, I have to move from a place that I don't want to, like, I love my spot. And so it was about, it was really about that breakup of having to leave my house.
Yeah.
So that's really what it was, the whole thing was about.
The subject in the video.
Yeah. Oh, Dynasty.
Okay.
She is the bomb. I love her. So she basically, I had never met her, and Gadzooks filmed this. Zach makes things. So he filmed, and basically I asked him to film, and then asked her, because basically she's so little.
Yeah.
She's so little.
what was the concept? What did you ask her to do?
I asked her to cry.
You just asked her, like, you're just going to film.
I said,
cry.
Hey, I'm going to film you on the balcony. I just want you to literally just stay still pretty much and just cry, just like go from normal to cry, and it's gonna be like, as I told her, what it's gonna be, it's just gonna be like a slow-mo video, and by the end you'll be crying, and that's it.
And so what was the motivation to create that, like what sparked that idea?
I made that beat that was super sad, and then I had that little clip that I used and put it together, and it was like, damn, this is dope, and this feels like the breakup with my house right now. Like, this is what it felt like. It was like that month, I think. I was moving, or the next month or something. So it just felt very relevant to me. And I
so
it was
like,
literally
right,
just
for a video. I want to show a person crying.
Absolutely.
All right, Dynasty, perfect.
Yes.
Cast.
Honestly, like pretty much. It was literally just like, oh, this is what I'm going to do for this video. Yeah. I need a little, like, very effeminate, very small, little frail girl to cry for this. And it was like, oh, shit, Dynasty.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit her up. And, like, I had never met her or anything before. So she came over and, like, cried on camera for the first time I met her, which was amazing.
Wow.
So she's, like, the homie for life now. We're close. Like, so it was crazy.
What was her process to get to that? Did you ask her? Like,
It was crazy, because we played the song and stuff like that. And it was like, all right, like, you know, trying to get the vibe for it. And it's like, that sort of works. But she was a G, I'm going to tell you. Real shit. She just said, hey, could you find this song and put it on? It reminds me of my grandma who passed away.
Whoa.
So put that shit on, turned it up, walked away, left the camera there, came back, all done. Video done.
Wow.
Yeah, so she straight just for reals cried. Just, it's like legit tears.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She was a badass. Like, I cannot thank her enough, even to this day. Like, she was so dope about it.
Wow.
That's
so
amazing.
It was cool. She was really awesome. So
it's interesting, because what I'm sort of observing with that video is like the spiritual journey that we've been on for the past couple of years. It feels like you, as an artist, you keep working to build your craft, like the muscle memory, right? You just want to keep getting better and better at, like, using your tools in order to get the thing out of your head into a video screen or a speaker. And then eventually you kind of stop thinking about what you're doing, and you're just tuning into a frequency.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like that's what that video especially did, which is like, it was the simplest, rawest, most naked way that I've seen that somebody just tuned into a frequency.
Get sad.
Yeah. It was powerful.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate
really cool
that.
To see that.
And it's not very often that I come up with video ideas. So that's why it's like, oh, no, that was all me. I just thought this girl should cry.
Yeah.
It's not even very complicated, but I felt good about it.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
That's great,
I appreciate
dude.
It.
Yeah. I mean, are you definitely... Well, I mean, it definitely sounds like it, but you know how, like, in hip hop, it's been only recent that people have been able to, like, kind of like grasp the idea of being an artist. You know what I mean? And being okay with that,
right?
You know, because I still remember a time when you'd say like, oh, but you gotta be art, man. Fuck that, I'm an MC. And you're like, you can do that, but like an artist, it doesn't have boundaries. So there isn't really, you know, any boundaries. Do you feel like that's the place you want to kind of like live in as an art, like as a performer? Like, I just want to be an artist
More than I want to be like a rapper.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, real talk, like, I don't have a big following. I'm not going to get a big following.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with that. That's fine. I just want the people that fuck with me to really fuck with me and really truly enjoy my shit. And if they don't, then that's cool. Like, but as an artist and just as a person, I feel like I'm getting way better at the stuff that I do and the stuff that I put out. And like, straight up, if people don't fuck with it, they're sleeping.
Yeah.
Like, that's all that there is to it, because I know the shit I was putting out back in the day. I mean, literally on the first song of the album, I talk about this shit, about that back in the day, I used to get a bunch of love, and I used to get all these people saying all this shit, and I was putting out garbage. Mm. And it's great because those people are showing you love because they want to support you. But now I'm actually doing shit that I'm legit proud. Like, I can stand there and you can come and say, hey, are you proud of this? And I'll be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm super proud of that. And I can tell you to your face that I'll be proud of it and feel like nobody fucks with me. Yeah. And it's wow. And like, that's okay. That's okay. Because I don't want a fake following. I don't want...
I have a thought on that.
Yeah.
I mean, your work is undeniably better now.
I would agree. Yeah. I appreciate it. Well, thank you.
Not even just a matter of opinion, just simple logistics.
You're right.
Doing
it
longer,
course.
You're more connected to yourself.
Right.
You know what you're producing, you're running with...
Know what you're trying to put out.
Yeah. Yeah. You're in a crew of ridiculously talented people. Like, you know, you're the sum of your closest friends.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So what I've experienced, and tell me if you've had this. You've been in this much longer than I have, Chris.
No.
No, it's not. I made it up. Okay. It feels like at first, when you're not quite, like, very good yet,
mm-hmm.
you get more of your friends that, like, want to support you.
Fuck
and they'll,
yes.
they'll come out more. Then when you get, like, good, then they're like, oh, well, he's, like, a pro. He doesn't actually need my accolades anymore.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, you know, how many times can I tell you this? I mean, if your work is consistently good, it's harder and harder for people to keep telling you over and over, yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They just kind of, like, oh, well, he knows it. He doesn't need that support anymore.
And I feel like when you first come out as an artist, at least for me, too, and, like, I think, like you just said, like, when you're first coming out as an artist, or like, oh, I'm going to do rap now, guys. It's
yeah.
like...
They're like, yeah.
You get babied.
Yeah.
100%. You get
Give
the
it up for Johnny.
You get the baby treatment. Oh, you're doing great, buddy. Yeah. Like, you yeah, get the yeah, baby yeah. treatment. That's it. And then, yeah, I think probably, I mean, even for me, there, you know, there's cats that did the same shit where it's like, I'm in the same position as them, but still you give them the same treatment where it's like, oh, good job, buddy. And now they still be putting out shit and it's been 5 years and I probably should listen to some shit, but I just remember that old thing. So I'm like, eh. You know, like,
yes.
I'm that asshole, too.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of it's that where it's like, yeah, he's probably doing stuff. Or they know you personally, so they don't need to, like, listen to bars or listen to, like, what you really saying. They're like, oh, man, cool, he did a song. Like, it's a song.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, I want people to hear that shit and be like, damn, listen to that fire. Like, yeah. all that, you know, I want all that reaction. So it's cool to be like, cool, good song. Like, that's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I definitely think that that's something that I was thinking about that exact topic the other day. Like, online, right? There is definitely this thing that has happened, which I think only exists with this generation because it couldn't have existed any other time, where there's that that social currency, but it doesn't go farther than that, right? Like, you drop a song and, you know, the song means whatever it means to you. And then your friend grabs it, reposts it. You're like, tight.
Dope.
And then a bunch of people repost it. Boom, 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 boom. Views, whatever, like hits, cool. But nobody listens to the song.
Yeah.
Right. They're literally just doing that action. And it's so weird. And really, like, as an independent artist, that's that the little border you're trying to break through.
Yeah.
Like, you want them to just take that one extra step.
Just a click.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just one click.
Yeah, and if you're lucky, they might put it on their phone. Yeah, that's right. Super awesome. Like, you're like, oh, dope, it's on your phone. Like, that's awesome. But I definitely do think that there is that thing. Like, they're just going through the motions. And it's like, it's almost like its own like new way of like support.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's the new like or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm down with you. I'm sharing your shit.
All I can do.
Yeah, that's all I can do.
That's all I can do, buddy.
Me to actually, like, you know, listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so weird because I was telling Arash like a couple shows ago, I was at what show did we do? Oh, the Merch. We did it. We opened up for Merch.
Oh, dope.
And I'm sitting there outside, right, in, like, a group of, like, you know, this happens all the time, like, just a bunch of artists sitting around in a circle, and at some point, it may have been the weed, but I'm just saying, I had this moment of clarity of, like, nobody is actually talking to each other.
Oh, no.
Everybody's literally going, like, oh, hey, oh yeah, you did that thing. Oh, that's dope, man. Hey, you did that thing. Oh, yeah, that's dope, dude. And I'm just like, wait, does anybody mean any of it? Like, has anybody actually heard any of the shit you're talking about?
Oh, my God. I'm not even kidding. When this is over, I'm showing you a track that
I literally
just recorded a rough draft of, like, 2 days ago or something, maybe a week ago at most. But, man, it is literally about catchphrases. I fucking hate hip-hop catchphrases and shit. Like, what's up, man? Oh, real, recognize real. It's like, I don't know what that means, dude. Like, I don't know. Are you, like, you could be a rapist. I have no fucking clue. We're not on the same page because you say three words to me.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. Yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah, just a lot of, and I'm guilty of it, too. I mean, a lot of that shit's fun to say.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when it comes down to, like, credentials or accolades, and it's just like catchphrases.
Yeah, man,
no, thank you.
People need like a quick segues to link with each other.
That's fair.
I think like conversations.
Don't negate our hate.
Don't negate our hate. There you go. That's a nice phrase.
That's a new shirt.
It definitely felt. What I'm saying is, it definitely felt like a circle jerk.
That's dope. Me too.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it was just that like moment of clarity where I felt everything get quiet around me, and I'm looking at everybody's faces, and I'm like, we're all full of shit.
Everyone's puppets.
I think we're all full of shit here.
Ricochet, who used to be part of our crew
back
in the day. I remember I told you at one time that I really appreciated having him around for exactly those scenarios. Because he was very good at that.
Yeah.
He was very good at like just kind of like mingling with people and connecting with people and using the catchphrases.
Yeah.
And being like, all right, this is what we got to do. We got to navigate this room. And I remember we were in Hawaii. I remember specifically we were in Hawaii and we're sitting on this bus. And it was like, I'm sitting next to you and Rick's in there. And there's like some other artists and like other people hanging around us. And they're having this whole conversation. I remember after we got off the bus, I told you, like, I have no idea what anybody just talked about right now. We were on there for like a half an hour.
They're all catchphrase.
Yeah, everyone's all talking pigeon to each other.
Yeah, it just went on for like a half an hour. And I was like, oh, thank God he's here because I could not do this.
You're like, all I've taken out of that is apparently people think each other are dope. That's what I got so far.
No, you know what, though? That's part of the great part about having a team. And that's we've always told people that.
Yeah.
Like, that was the first piece of advice Chris gave me when I started on this journey, and the same thing I always tell people, you need a team.
Don't
do this alone. You need a team. You need some people to fill other parts.
Yeah.
Like on a Burner podcast, my producer Meg, like she is good at that.
Right.
We'll get into roles, and she's like even told me she sees my body language, and she knows immediately I have no desire to have a conversation with people right now. I'm getting really introverted, so she'll just take over and just get into the catchphrase. and then she'll make the connections and get the phone numbers and
break it up.
Make the things happen that need to happen.
Yeah.
And then we move forward. But that's part of what you need in a team. Like when you have a collective, like different people can pick up the ball.
Yeah, for
when
sure.
One of you is stumbling, you're like, oh, I don't want to do this right now. I don't want to talk to somebody right now. Somebody else can come over and take over.
Absolutely.
That's a beautiful part
of the experience. You know what's funny is the other day we had a show together. We were – where was that at?
Boulevard Bar.
Yeah.
I have another show there this Friday.
He's on the house band.
Plug.
But I was noticing it that night. I mean, one, let's be honest. We're all just awkward. Like, everybody's kind of awkward, right?
Oh,
like,
so, man. Some people are just better at disguising it in, like, a cool walk.
Yes. Well, you know what
Congratulations to them, though.
Most of us were not on the football team.
I just keep moving. I just keep – I've realized
on
that.
On stage?
No. Like when we're just in the crowd.
Oh.
Like, I know everybody there. We all know each other. But it's kind of like – and the whole time I'm thinking, like, what do you say? Like, it's socializing. And like, so I noticed that everybody kind of just moves around each other. Like,
yeah.
It's like, hey, what's up?
Everyone's just Adams.
Hey, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it dawned on me the other night. I was just like, wow, this is just a big room full of awkward people who don't really like, and that's just an artist thing really.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Dude, I mean, I'm sure you saw it from the other end too, because I saw it definitely from on stage. You look out at everybody and there's just these various faces. I told Arash, we talked about it on the show one time. I used to have this issue, dude. Like, I'd be performing and without fail, I'd find the one dude who's just like mean mugging? Yeah.
Or this guy, the cross-armed guy?
Yes. Oh. Dude, I would find him, right? And I would find him like, dude, it would never fail. I'd find him and it would just be like, I'd be thinking about it the whole time. Like, this motherfucker, what is he doing?
He ain't hearing these bars?
Yeah. Dude, and what ended up happening on more times than not, where I had to kind of check myself, is like I would inevitably, you know, finish and go off, and then that guy would come over and be like, hey man, that was cool. That was just how he was taking it in.
Right.
But I was so like in my head, like, oh, like why is that one dude?
I need his approval.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting when you get like a bunch of creative people together Like, it's just this big pot of, like,
weirdness.
Weirdness, insecurity, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a bunch of different stuff. Because, yeah. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, to do the shit we all do, like, you really do have to, it means a lot to you.
Oh, yeah.
It means a lot. Because, dude, it's not, it's, dude, we talk about it all the time, like, maybe we're all just masochists, you know what I mean? Like, because it's not easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this shit's not easy, except for Wino. Wino said it's easy.
Fuck Wino. Somebody tell that fool I said that.
And he said that the other day on the show. He's like, this shit's easy
for me. It's so funny,
though. It's so comedy. No, you know what's even more comedy? I'm not going to put the artist on blast, but somebody was performing, and they're like, yeah, you know, I just, you know, shout out to everybody because I know this ain't easy. And he's at the bar. He's like, it is for me. It was the line of the night, dude. I lost my shit.
That fool is a monster.
He was, and he, dude, without, like, he didn't even look over. He was sitting there drinking a beer. He's like, it is for me.
That's fantastic. Why not? It's a beast, man.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that it's like, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, it does mean a lot to you. You know,
oh, yeah,
like every
sure.
part of it means a lot to you. So you're always kind of protecting your thing. Like, yeah. you're like it's, you know, you need to let it grow up. And that's you know, you're taking it to high school. And that's the stage. Like, yeah. Okay, you got to get out there a little bit.
Oh, but boy, still, that was an awkward first day, yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but then there's those, you know, everybody's not into it. Oh, don't treat them like that. Like, come back here. It's okay. It's okay. I'm going to take you back to the room.
I'm going to put some new clothes on this. All these badass motherfuckers we see, you're all just a bunch of awkward nerds.
That's right.
A whole lot of you.
That is absolutely true.
Hey, and straight up, that's how I feel, too. Yeah. Like, the whole time at the show, I'm that asshole. I'm all cross-armed. Yeah. I have a ton of homies there. We all know everybody at that show. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I had multiple people come up. Hey, are you cool? What's up? Because I'm just quiet as fuck.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, yeah, I'm just in my own head. I'm just watching the reaction for, like, how do they react to this guy?
Yeah.
How do they react to her?
Yeah.
How do they react to him? Oh, this guy really likes it. I'm going to see his reaction when I'm up there. Hold on. Like, and it's like, I'm just inside my own head. But then as soon as I get on stage, I don't feel like that awkward guy who's just people watching. Then
it's
I'm like,
the only place
yo,
you
now
go.
I'm a monster. I'm going to tear this fucking stage up. Watch out.
Dude, that's the only place. Because that you're doing your thing at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But that is like, that's like the awkward part of like going to these shows where like you do know all these people.
Because
like they're making eye contact with you and like you know they know you. So if you're not responding to something, then like, oh God, he's gonna think I'm a dick right now.
Oh, I can get somebody to bob their head no matter what. I just stare at them. Like, you were just on the show the other day, right?
Yeah. I'm having this conversation in my head, like, oh fuck, he's looking this way. He's like, okay, throw your hand up.
Yeah,
big smile. Okay, he's gone. And I really do want to just take it in. I mean, I have bad knees.
Yeah.
I just want to sit
back her.
Yeah. Like, I'm older. I just want to sit down and I want to watch it like a TV show.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like, imagine
if your TV set, like every once in a while, the actors would stop and they just look at you like, you into this or what?
Yeah,
you
chilling? You good or what? Oh my god! No, it's like having sex with a very awkward girl. With like every time, how come you never moan? You don't like this.
Don't.
I'm just fucking quiet. I'm not. I'm a fucking man. I'm not gonna moan. You don't like this. It's not doing.
You want
it
me to do this? What's wrong?
Like,
what's wrong?
Shut up and bend over. Like everything's fine. Everything's fine. Stop analyzing everything. And I'm limp.
And you have to go.
God damn it.
Uber X.
Yeah.
Uber X.
But that happens. I wish I could just make a blanket statement to every artist I ever see live. Like, listen, I am into your shit. I would not be there if I wasn't.
Maybe you should put out a letter.
An open letter.
Yeah, an open letter. Yeah. I love all your shit.
Yeah.
All your shit is fucking awesome.
I'm not going to throw my hands up. I will be in the back with my arms crossed because I have a bad back and my knees hurt.
Yeah.
It is not a reflection of you.
Well, I feel like, too, when you get older, too, and just not, maybe not even necessarily older, but I mean, comes with the territory of just like getting more involved in all the music shit. You just like, at first
all.
You're going like, when you're first going to a show before you're playing music, you're going to go like, I'm going to go fucking hear my favorite song.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I fucking idolize these people. I'm going to go watch this shit.
Yeah.
Now, like, I go and I watch it, I'm like, these fucking fools suck with the lighting.
Yeah.
Lighting is terrible.
Yeah.
Sound terrible.
Can't enjoy it anymore just for what it is.
No sound man. Idiots.
Of course.
You know, like.
Of course no sound man.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Ever a sound man?
Do you think they let too many people in here? I feel like there's too many people in here. I'm just like, ooh, I'm just analyzing all
right now.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, oh and that man. Little shit. Like, I don't really know this song, but I'm sure he just missed two words.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Like,
could, yeah.
Yeah. And that little shit. It's like, I'm more interested in that. And like, how does he recover?
Oh, not bad.
I feel like most artists, or if you're not an artist, you didn't notice that. Yeah. And like, that's the type of shit. Now I'm looking at that more and I'm like, this is a banging ass track. I want to fucking hype out. It's just like, I want to see the semantics of everything.
Yeah.
How's it all working in the background? I like that shit.
That's why a horror movie is like, it's hard for me to find a horror movie that's like actually scares me as a filmmaker. Like, I know how camera angles work. Yeah. I know all of it.
You know how they did that shit.
I can't. Right. I know that I'm into a movie if I realize that I've gone 5 minutes without dissecting and analyzing how they did the
like angle. A scene or something.
The lighting and the setup and everything. That's how I know I'm really into the movie. I'm like, oh shit, I just didn't think about that for five
is
minutes.
Is that a bummer though?
Yeah, it's a bit harder. Standards are high. Standard, I mean, well, high is stupid. No, it's just that I would love to get scared more from a movie. I'd love to just get sucked in more. It would be awesome, but.
Oh, that sounds so bummery, though.
Yeah.
That's like the homegirl, Nora Maha. She did the illustration for the Wildlife album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, she's ridiculous. Make sure you look her up. Nora Maha.
Yeah, by the way, the cover alone, and if you're wondering why we're asking you if you have some angst,
he's pulling out teeth.
Yeah, he's literally pulling teeth out. It's awesome.
Yeah, so she's ridiculous. But kind of same thing with her, where she's worked on sets and stuff to where I think we were watching something. I'm like, oh, this is dope. She's like, oh, I can't even fuck with that. I just see right through this set. Like, that was probably a pain in the ass to set up. That looks like it was a fucking hassle. I'm like, oh, I can't watch movies with you, girl.
Yeah. I have a few friends in the film industry who can't watch Entourage.
Why?
They're like, just fuck God, it's like going to work.
Oh, wow.
Like, fuck these douchebags. I don't want to be there right now. I'm trying to do my own thing.
All these fake Mark Wahlbergs.
I liked it.
Yeah. No, I love Entourage. A lot of nights, Entourage was what kept me going when I was like sort of
single?
My darker phase.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was back when I was in a relationship.
Oh.
It's when I first started this.
That might have fucked your relationship up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then writing a screenplay about single guys getting laid in Vegas didn't help me either.
Didn't help either.
So anyway,
best segue.
This has been the breakup show. Dude, tell people what you got coming up. Are you going to get out on the road for this record?
No, probably, honestly, not really. I mean, I'm going to do some shows and stuff like that. I'm probably not going to travel very far or anything for it.
Never had that answer before.
Yeah, no,
literally Russia, ever I mean, on this show.
Yeah, I don't have like plans to like go to Arizona even. Like, I don't have any plans like that. I mean, if I get some offers, great, I'm down to go. But like, I haven't set anything up. My whole mind has been just on getting the album ready, real shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, now like I'm kind of that's the one thing I'm behind on. I like submitted it to everyone. I did everything I need to do like a month in advance. Like I did all those things.
Yeah.
So now it's just like, all right, what else?
I have to perform the album.
I have to go get some shows. So
I feel like
I'm gonna do
if
that.
Kali is listening to this show right now. Like this is the sound of him banging his head on the table.
Yeah.
Didn't plan a tour with your release.
Damn it. I know, and I purposefully didn't do a release show, and I had multiple people angry at me about that.
Yeah.
But I just didn't. I wasn't feeling it. I don't know why. I just was not feeling it.
Yeah.
I just was like, no, I don't feel like it calls for it. A bunch of the songs, like I feel like, are not show songs.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, this is an album song. You listen to this on the CD or like at home or in your car, but performance, I can do it, but I don't feel like it's dope and I'm not excited about necessarily performing it live.
You know?
So I want to do songs that are fun and exciting live. So I want to do more bangy shit as to where I feel like this is more like, here's some real shit from me. This is a real.
It'd be cool to do. You should do something like intimate. Like, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Almost like a storyteller's type thing.
That could be kind
of cool. That'd be really cool.
Like a small one.
Yeah.
I mean, because there's definitely a handful of tracks that I do that I enjoy doing off of there as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not all of them I don't think are suiting for
For the Boulevard.
Yeah, not necessarily.
For the Boulevard. Boyle Heights in the house.
Right?
Dude, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you guys, man. I had a great time.
Yeah.
I appreciate you guys.
I love someone we can nerd out with.
Yeah.
For reals. I'm coming back tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you can come back. He'll be sitting here.
I'm just wait. Yeah, I'm not
gonna show up.
It's the only time I get to talk to people.
Dude, tell people how they can get the record and how they get in touch with you.
Besatree.com. BESATREE.com.
Yeah.
And you can find me on, it's a made up word, so find me anywhere. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff.
And he does amazing graphic design, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Hit him up for that as well.
True. Branched Off.
Yes.
Branchedoff.com.
There it is.
Yeah.
You may now flush the toilet.
I love you guys.
skate in the palm of a ghost. We went from weak with no locks to Botox on the coast. Thought Keeps was the name of the game, but then nope, shit changed in a day. And now I'm seeing the whole picture in an all new frame. Hearing the old, measuring an all new way. Bearing a barren soul beside the pilot flame. Staring at the glare of truth and knowing I climbed in vain. Yeah, well it is what it is. But for a minute didn't even fucking know it existed. Twisted ass stories I was thinking were nightmares. Got the confirmation 5 a.m. when she not there. It's so clear. Bad habit addict with the blinders. What's unclear here is addition of the minus. The roots got squared but unevenly divided. I needed to see the signage but couldn't when I was blinded. Yeah, she nickel and dime me though. Got the sickle sitting still on a silent note. Popped a little pill, another device. I know to deal with life's lack of appeal. Deadly, a bigger dose needed. Bleeding out with all the thin blood feeling. Leaving left with all my limbs numb, wheezing. Breathing impact collapse in both lungs needed. Treatment skipped and got an old buzz. And old love that I used to know. An old dog, new tricks, steady Jacques Cousteau. Maybe a bit crazy with the schedule, so I overstand the understatement, but still gots to go. I'm off the road, often known to go heavy. Not controlled by those that can't hold the wheel steady. Rock the boat while we headed for a set jetty. Ready or not, this the credit roll, the ending. I put you up, I put you high up. I put you up, I put you high up. I put you up,
I put you up, put you up.
I put you high up. I put you up,
I put you up, put you up.
I put you high up.
PlatformCollection.com.